Strobe Talbot was President Clinton's special advisor on Russia during the Yeltsin years, and he met numerous times with Boris Yeltsin. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, Melissa.
What would you say your view is of Boris Yeltsin's place in history?
Essentially positive. He will be remembered, I hope and I predict, primarily, to use a word that Lilia Shevtsova used earlier in this program, as the terminator of the Soviet system, of the Cold War in many ways. He didn't do that all by himself, but along with Gorbachev, he really brought that terrible system down and made it possible for Russia to begin integrating with the outside world in the West.
As we heard in Michelle Kelman's report, he does leave a mixed legacy. Let's talk first about his legacy as a reformer. What lasting positive changes would you look at in Russia today and say Boris Yeltsin is responsible for this?
Well, for one thing, it is not a Soviet communist dictatorship. It's drifting in an ominous direction under Vladimir Putin. And by the way, Boris Yeltsin is solely responsible for Mr. Putin being president of Russia today. He ran through a whole string of prime ministers and possible heirs apparent and then picked Mr. Putin, who has put Russia on a course quite different than the one Mr. Yeltsin had been hoping for. But that direction does not take Russia backwards towards being the Soviet system. So the fact that that thing is gone is a good thing. My own view is that Russia is still in flux. Russia still hasn't made up its collective mind what kind of country it wants to be when it becomes a really normal modern country. But Boris Yeltsin headed it in the right direction.
You hear people talk about Boris Yeltsin's failures, among them being the toll of the economic reforms that were put into effect, widespread corruption, looting of state industries, things like that.
Yes, of course. And one has to recognize the cost of those reforms. But Melissa, as I hear those criticisms, I often ask myself, what exactly would the critics have had Yeltsin do instead? And very often the answer is he should have moved gradually. He should have dismantled the edifice of Soviet power sort of one brick at a time. That was not his instinct. His instinct was to be a wrecking ball and to knock the thing to rubble. I happen to believe that with all of the cost and disruption that came with that approach, it was probably the only way to bring that system down.
You've written that Bill Clinton said he liked Boris Yeltsin because he wasn't a Russian bureaucrat. Clinton called him an Irish poet.
Well, he certainly had a lot in common with some Irish poets one can think of. There was a very strong personal bond between them. There's no question that Boris Yeltsin had huge failings, and I think the word drunkenness came up early in your obit. Of course, that's what the world does remember about him, but he was sober a lot of the time. And when he was sober, he very often made the right and tough decisions.
Do you remember anything in particular that Boris Yeltsin told you about his hopes for the Russia that he was leaving behind when he left office?
Yes, indeed. He hoped that Russia would move at a fairly brisk pace towards being a genuine democracy that would be not only fully accepted by the West and the international community, but that would have, as it were, a place at the table of the board of directors of the world. And that's one reason why he wanted so very much to be part of the Group of Eight, the G8. There are now real questions about whether it makes sense to have Russia in the G8, given the drift of policy under President Putin.
As you mentioned, he chose Vladimir Putin as his successor. When you look at the retrenchment of liberties going on in Russia now, how would you compare the legacy of Boris Yeltsin and the rule of Vladimir Putin?
Well, I would start with the negative or the cautionary point. Russia is significantly less free and significantly more corrupt and significantly more bullying in its own neighborhood than it was under Boris Yeltsin. Now, President Yeltsin, while he did not foresee that when he picked Putin, does bear responsibility for having picked Putin. Now, there is, of course, an important respect that we all have to acknowledge in which Russia is doing better than it was under Mr. Yeltsin. There are a lot more people in Russia who feel as though things are going in a good economic direction today, but that is hugely related, of course, to the very high price of oil. And there's also generally more political stability, which Russians like. But that political stability has come at terrific cost in civil society, freedom of the press, and a genuine pluralistic democracy.
Well, Strobe Talbott, thanks very much for being with us.
Happy to be with you.
Strobe Talbott is a former Deputy Secretary of State. His memoir about the Clinton-Yeltsin years is The Russia Hand, a memoir of presidential diplomacy. You can hear Boris Yeltsin, read some of his writings, and get a timeline of his life and career at npr.org.